We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Moran. We're in the second half of Likutei Moran, chapter 78, towards the beginning, about a fifth of the way in, the paragraph that begins with the words Kida ki kol hapshutim hanal. We began this Torah in the previous Shir. Before we begin, we dedicate the learning Leilui Nishmas, Tuvia b'Rabbi Yisrael Yitzchok, Yirachmiel Daniel ben Gedalia, and David Yisrael ben Ephraim, and also Leilui Nishmas Isur ben Eliyahu, whose yahrzeit is tonight, on the 16th of Teves. Rabbeinu Zal began this Torah speaking about the pshitus of the tzaddik emes, certain times when even the greatest tzaddik has to behave like a very ordinary person, meaning he has to take a break from the Torah and be involved either in ordinary conversation that seems completely unrelated to Torah, or to perform physical needs. And Rabbeinu Zal went on to say that the main source of life is the Torah, as it says, "Ki hu chayecha v'orech yamecha," and therefore, how could anybody possibly take a break from the Torah? Even though the Gemara does say in a place that pa'amim bitula shel Torah zui kiyuma, that times taking a break from the Torah is what helps the Torah to really continue. But if a person knows that the Torah is breathing, it's oxygen, which person would dream of taking a break? And yet we know it's impossible for anybody to be able to be connected to the Torah 24/7. A person must take breaks to sleep, to eat, other purposes. And Rabbeinu Zal went on to say that the tzaddik emes, during that time that he's taking a break, in a sense, from the Torah, and he's behaving like a very ordinary person, he draws chiyus, he draws spiritual energy from the path of the trip to Eretz Yisrael. And he went on to say that all of these simple people in the world, meaning even those people who study Torah for many hours a day, but yet there are times when they have to take a break, when they become like an ordinary person, or those people who are religious but don't really devote much time to the study of Torah, or people who are even on a lower level who have no study of Torah, or people from other nations, non-Jews, all of them are definitely receiving energy, spiritual energy, from the Torah. And Rabbeinu Zal said all of these simple and ordinary people need to have an ish poshut that's over them, that they should be able to receive via that person. And he went on to say, and this is pretty much where we're up to, Kida, you should know, ki kol hapshutim hanal, all of these ordinary people, meaning, hein lamdon shehu oisik batoyro l'shem shamayim, whether we're talking about a person who's very knowledgeable in Gemara, in Halacha, and he studies Torah with real sincerity, not for personal glory, but rather purely to serve Hashem, to please Hashem. And we see here, Rav Nosson Zal adds a comment in parentheses, ki kishoisik b'Torah sheloi lishma, because if a person is studying Torah for the wrong reasons, eino imoyel b'limudoi liyishuv ha'olam, that person's study of Torah isn't really contributing to the functioning of the world. Because when a person is studying Torah for the wrong reasons, for personal glory, or chas v'shalom, some people studying Torah to make fun of the Torah, to disprove the Torah, then it's only for that person. It's not benefiting the world. And even there are levels and levels. However, when a person is studying Torah for the right reasons, they're studying Torah in order to learn how to serve Hashem, how to please Hashem, and they really want to fulfill everything they study, that person is engaging in contributing to the world, in helping the world function. Kishemevatel melimudoi, when such a person has to set aside their learning, has to take a break from learning, she'oz hu bechinas ish poshut mamish kanal, where during those times, he's like a regular person. He's not a rabbi, he's not a Talmud Chacham, he's taking a complete break. Hein shar hapshutim, or if we talk about other people who are not lamdonim, who are not talmidei chachamim, simple people, kol echod v'echod, kefi achizosoi, bahatoira, each and every single one of these people, based on their connection to the Torah, kein hu mechaya atzmoi be'es pshitusoi, so too, they draw life when they're being ordinary people, when they're not directly connected to the Torah, mibchinas kiyum ha'olam koidem kabbalas ha'Torah. They're drawing energy and spiritual life from what sustained the world, what kept the world alive before Hashem gave the Torah on Har Sinai. We know that the Torah was first given in the year 2448. After 50 days after the Jews left Egypt, after 26 generations from Adam Arishon till the time of Matan Torah was 26 generations, as we're going to see. The question is, what sustained the world during that time? Ki koidem kabbalas ha-Torah hayo ha-olam miskayim rak b'chazdoi. Because before Hashem officially gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael, to the Jewish people and to the world, the world existed solely through Hashem's kindness. It was, in a sense, a freebie. Kiloy hoyo adayin Torah. The Torah was not yet public. It wasn't accepted by the Jewish nation officially. Vishum asiyah shel mitzvah. There weren't yet any positive mitzvahs being performed. She'al yodo yiskayim hoylam, which would perpetuate the existence of the world. So what was really sustaining the world during all of that time, during those 2,500 years almost, was Hashem's pure kindness. And the tzaddik, when he's being simple, ordinary, when he's not connecting in any obvious way to the Torah, b'shor sheboidel min haTorah, during that time that he's apart from the Torah, hu mekabel chiyus mibechina zu, he draws spiritual energy and life from that, from what kept the world going, from that chesed, that incredible kindness of Hashem that sustained the world before the Torah was given on Har Sinai. And this is the concept of a treasury of free gifts, unearned gifts. Because there exists such a place in heaven, a treasury of free gifts that are not, a person doesn't earn or deserve. It's brought, the Medrash says, when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to heaven, during the time that he spent 40 days there, he saw the different treasuries of Hashem. And he saw one and he asked Hashem, what is this one all about? And Hashem said to him, this is for those people who keep the mitzvahs. And what is that one about? That one is for the sake of people who raise orphans, and so on and so forth. And then he saw an extraordinary, huge treasury. And he asked Hashem, and what is that one? And Hashem said, that's for the people who don't deserve to be sustained, to be kept alive, to be given positive things. That's the treasury of free gifts, unearned gifts. Shemi she'ein loy shum zchus klal, mekabel mishom, a person who doesn't have any personal merit at all. They didn't do anything to deserve receiving from Hashem. They can draw from there. Ubevadai ein zeh ha'oitzer muchan b'shvil rishoim. Rabbi Nizal points out, Hashem definitely did not prepare that and make that available just for the rishoim, for the wicked people. Kim Kane, Horosha who godl me at tzaddik. Because if that were the case, then the Rosha would be better off than the tzaddik. He gets it for free. Ki ha-rosha bevadai ein lo shum zchus klal. Because a person who is truly a rosha definitely doesn't have any merit that would allow them to deserve Hashem's bounty. So because he did not do any mitzvahs, any good deeds, because he's acting in a way that angers Hashem, for that he deserves to receive from this treasury of free gifts. So therefore, the truth is, the Rosha definitely does not receive directly from there. He does not have direct access to that treasury of free gifts. Rak zeh ha'oitzer matnas chinam hu b'shvil ha'tzadik levad. But rather, Hashem prepared that treasury of undeserved gifts, of free gifts, for the tzadik, specifically only for the tzadik. Hainu, but the tzaddik doesn't need that. The tzaddik is doing mitzvahs, good deeds all the times. The answer is, b'shor shehatzaddik hu ish poshut kanal. It's for those times when the tzaddik is behaving like an ordinary person and not showing any clear connection to the Torah, azai hu mekabel mizeh ho'oyitzar matnas chinam. Then the tzaddik is receiving and drawing from this backup generator, from this second alternative. Shezeo bechinas koidem kabolas haTorah. This corresponds to what was made available, what sustained the world before Hashem gave the Torah officially. Shehayu miskayim hoilam bechesed chinam levad. When the world existed purely through this freebie kindness. Bibchinas, as the Pasuk says, Kila Oilam Chazdoi, that Hashem's kindness is everlasting. And we know that there's a chapter in Tehillim that's called Halel HaGodol, where there are 26 of these Kila Oilam Chazdoi. And the Gemara says, Hanemar al Koitam Matan Torah. That chapter is referring to before the Torah was given on Har Sinai. As the Gemara says in Psochim, Hani Esrim Veshisha Kiloilam Chazdoi Keneged Me. These 26 Kiloilam Chazdoi, who do they refer to? What is that referring to? And the Gemara answers, Keneged Esrim Veshisha Doirois. That corresponds to the 26 generations that preceded the Torah being given on Har Sinai. Ki oz loyhoyo shum Torah. Then the Torah was not accessible and available to the entire Jewish nation, even though there were some tzaddikim, Avram, Yitzchok, Yaakov, they knew about the Torah, but it wasn't public. It wasn't available and accessible to the whole Jewish nation. V'hoyu oiskin rak beyishuv ha'olam ubederech eretz. And therefore, what were people busy with during all of those thousands of years before the Torah was given? They were busy with settling the world, getting married, having children, and derech eretz, meaning worldly occupation. Working, eating, sleeping. Kama Yisham Rabbi Senezal B'Medrash, as the Medrash says, G'doylo derech eretz shekotmo la Torah esrim v'shisha doyros. That derech eretz, people living a common life of working and eating and sleeping, preceded the Torah by 26 generations. Ve'oz hoyo iker kiyum hoylam al yidei chesed chinam levad. And what sustained the world during all of those generations was this freebie kindness of Hashem. Ube'emes, Rabbeinu Zal says, the truth is, gam koidem kabolas haTorah, bevadai gam oz hoyo haTorah b'metzius. Even before we received the Torah on Har Sinai, the Torah definitely was in existence. Ki haTorah hi nitzchis, because the Torah is eternal. The Zohar Kodesh says Hashem and the Torah are one. So just like Hashem always existed, the Torah always existed. Omnom, however, oz koidem matan Torah, hoysa haTorah behelem ubehester. Prior to the Torah being officially given on Har Sinai, the Torah was hidden, very, very much hidden. Where was it hidden? Hainu ki kol ha-toira klula ba'aseres ha-dibrois. We know that the entire Torah is contained in the Ten Commandments. It's brought that if you count the letters in the Ten Commandments, you'll see there are exactly 620 letters corresponding to the 613 mitzvahs of the written Torah and the seven rabbinical mitzvahs. And in the Ten Commandments is hidden the entire Torah. Ve'oz koydem matan Torah, hoyu hu aseres hadibrois ne'elomim ba'asoro mamorois shebohem nivroilam. And before Hashem gave the Torah on Har Sinai, those Ten Commandments were hidden and contained in the ten original statements of creation. Vayomer lekim yehi oyer, vayomer lekim tach yoris deshe, nimtza, shohoysa kol ha-toira kulo ne'elemes v'nisteres betoich yishuv ho'ilam. So that means that the entire Torah was hidden in the people's ordinary daily life. Shenivra basura mamorois, which was created and initiated through those ten basic statements of creation. Ubechol hadiburim shel ha'olam, ubechol ha'uvdois v'ho'asiyos, and therefore, in all the words that people speak in general throughout the world, and in all of the activities and actions that people perform, hein mi shechoytev etzim, whether it's a person that chops wood, oy eze uvde sheyir, or whatever work a person is doing, whatever activities people are performing in the world, bekulam ne'elam ha-toira. The Torah is hidden in those occupations, in those acts of work. Ki ha-koil nevra basora mamoris, because everything was created through those ten original statements of creation. Asher shom ha-toira nelma v'nistera koidam matan Torah, in which Hashem hid the Torah before it was given on Mount Sinai. V'hatzadik b'sho she-poiresh min ha-toirah, and therefore, the great tzadik, when he has to take a break from Torah, v'hu b'chinas ish poshut, and then he's conducting himself like a regular person, eating, sleeping, work. He is connecting to and drawing spiritual energy from that light, from that spiritual energy that was in the world before Matan Torah. And this is what Rabbeinu Zal referred to previously when he started this chapter towards the beginning, and he said that when the tzaddik is behaving like this ordinary person, he's drawing chiyus from the path to Eretz Yisrael, the derech shel Eretz Yisrael, shehatzaddik mechaya atzmoi be'ez pshitusoi mishom, that the tzaddik sustains himself and draws life when he's in that state of simple, simple person, he's drawing from there. And now Rabbeinu Zal is going to go into a whole explanation of how Eretz Yisrael first started out in the hands of other nations, the seven nations, before we took it over. And Rabbeinu Zal is going to explain why and how that had to be and how that relates to this concept of tzaddikim and everyone in the world having to take a break from Torah and what keeps us alive during that break. Any questions?
This aspect of the Torah and Nistar, is that why when we say that the Avos, when they were able to be Shomer Torah and Mitzvos, Kedem Matan Torah, that is this the what we're talking about with that aspect, that they're really tapping into, I guess, the Kiviyako, the fabric of creation that the Torah was hidden in?
Correct. Correct.
Great, thank you.
Sure. Anyone else? Okay, listen carefully. Rabbeinu Zal is going to go on to another path now, and he's going to bring this all together afterwards. Ki ikar koyach kedushas Eretz Yisrael, hu al yidei bechinas koyach masov higid liamoi, Lo seis lohem nachlas goyim. The holiness of Eretz Yisrael and the relationship of the Jewish people to Eretz Yisrael is based on a pasuk. The pasuk says that Hashem told us the power of his actions. Hashem made it clear in the beginning of the Torah that he's the one who created heaven and earth and everything inside of it in order to be able to give us the land of the other nations, the heritage of the other nations. Kama Shapirish Rashi Bapasuk Bereshis, as Rashi HaKodesh explains in the first pasuk of the Torah, Shebishvil ze posach bebereshis. Rashi quotes Reb Yitzchok, who said, why did the Torah begin with this whole story about creation? Why don't we get down to business right away? If the Torah is the book of laws, the book that's supposed to teach us how to serve Hashem, why doesn't it start immediately with mitzvahs? And Rashi points out, Rashi quotes Reb Yitzchok, who said, the reason is, shelo yoimru gazlonim atem. Because Hashem knew that at first the land of Eretz Yisrael is going to be in the hand of other nations. And when the Jews are going to come to take it over, to evict those other nations and take over Eretz Yisrael, those goyim could say, hey, we were here first, you're a bunch of thieves. So Hashem wanted to make it clear, al kein posach bebereshis. Therefore, the Torah begins with a clear statement that Hashem created heaven and earth and everything in it. Ki hu yisporach bora hakoil, to make it known to us and to everyone that Hashem created everything, uberitzoinoi neson Elohim, and with Hashem's will, he gave it to these, he gave Eretz Yisrael to these other nations for a period of time, uberitzoinoi, and when Hashem wanted to, he took it back from them and gave it to us. Nimtza. Now, Bereshis is the first one of those 10 statements of creation. So Rav Enizal says, Nimtza, She'ikar koyach Eretz Yisrael, hu mibechinas asorim amorois, shebahem nivroilam. So the whole power of Eretz, the entire holiness of Eretz Yisrael, and the relationship of Eretz Yisrael to the Jewish people, and the Jewish people to Eretz Yisrael, is all based on these 10 statements of creation. Shehem bechinas koyach ma'asov. These 10 statements make it perfectly clear that the world was created through the power of Hashem's actions. That's what gave the Jewish people the right to go and conquer Eretz Yisrael when Hashem said it's time to do so. And now Rabbeinu Zalaids, Vegam Khan, and so too here, where Rabbeinu Zal was at the time, in Ukraine, in Chutz Loretz, outside of it, the Chutz Loretz, outside of Eretz Yisrael, Nimtza Bechinazu, there is an aspect of this type of thing. Ki Yisrael am kodosh boim lefamim b'makoymois shayu rechoikim ma'oid ma'oid mikdushas Yisrael. Because there are times when the Jewish people come to places which were very, very, very far from holiness, from the holiness of the Jewish nation. Kigoin b'mokoym shahoyu mitchila shalakum. For example, they come to places which originally were inhabited by idolaters, non-Jews that worshipped idols. V'gam achshav hu bereshus mi shehu rochoik moed mikdushas Yisrael. And sometimes, even after that place that was originally inhabited by idolaters gets taken over by Jews, but we're talking about Jews who are not observant, no connection to Torah at all whatsoever. So they're very far from the holiness of the Jewish people. The Yisrael boim l'shom, and then Jews come there, Jews who do believe in the Torah, Jews who observe Torah and mitzvahs, the koivshin hamokoim, and they conquer that place, umekachinoisoi, and they sanctify it, sheyia mokoim Yisraeli, to turn it into a Jewish neighborhood, a Jewish city. Shezehu gam kein bechinas Eretz Yisrael. That's also an aspect of Eretz Yisrael. Now the non-Jews can say, you're a bunch of thieves. You took over a place that isn't yours. It doesn't belong to you. You belong, go to Israel. Go to where you belong. However, as a result of the fact that Hashem made it perfectly clear on page one of the Torah that I created everything, I own everything, I'm the landlord, and I can determine who can live here and who can't live here. Bechinas Asorah Mamoros, which is reflected in those 10 statements of creation, Aideze yesh lanu reshus lichboish kol ha'olam. That's what gives us permission to go ahead and conquer and take over the entire world. Ulekatshoi bikdushas Yisrael, and to sanctify the world with the sanctity of the Jewish nation. Kihu yisborach bara'o, because Hashem created it. Uberitzoinoi neson alonu, and with Hashem's will, He gave it to us. He's the one who has given us these places, whether it be Eretz Yisrael or these places outside of Eretz Yisrael, where Hashem has placed the Jewish people. Nimtza, so therefore, we understand Shasorah Mamoros, Shehem Meluboshim B'derech Eretz, that these 10 statements of creation, which are cloaked in the ordinary behavior of the world, what people do, going about their daily business, worldly occupations, Hainu Beyishuv Olam, settling the world, building cities and roads and businesses and food and everything, Kibohem Nivra Olam, because it's with these 10 statements that the world was created, Haim Derech LeEretz Yisrael. This is the path to Eretz Yisrael, meaning, because it's through these 10 statements of creation, that's what gives us the ability and the right to take over Eretz Yisrael and to turn any place that we are in into a Bechina of Eretz Yisrael. V'zeo Bechinas Derech Eretz. And that's another definition of this term Derech Eretz. The words Derech Eretz in Hebrew have multiple meanings, like many things. Derech Eretz means manners, conducting oneself in a proper manner. The word Derech Eretz is also used to mean business, conducting business, or earning a livelihood, or going about your ordinary physical, materialistic activities. And the word Derech Eretz also means the pathway to Eretz, to the land, to Eretz Yisrael. Hainu, Shehu Derech Unesiv Lo'oretz. This is also the path and the road to the land, Hainu Le'eretz Yisrael. Meaning, this is how we got to Eretz Yisrael. We got to Eretz Yisrael by first being outside of Eretz Yisrael, by going through 26 generations of being in Chutz Loretz, and eating and drinking and sleeping and conducting business and working, etc., etc. Ki derech Eretz, shehu yishuv olam. Because the term derech Eretz, which also refers to settling the world, Shenivra Basura Mamor, is this world which was started, it was jump-started by these 10 statements of creation. Zeze biatzmoi derech unesiv l'Eretz Yisrael. This is the path to Eretz Yisrael. This is what gives us the right. This is what gives us the rights and the ability to go to Eretz Yisrael. Vezehu derech Eretz. And that's the term derech Eretz. Hainu derech l'Eretz Yisrael. That Derech Eretz, which means settling the land, settling the world. It means conducting an ordinary world, an ordinary life without religion, without including religion. That Derech Eretz, that preceded and that led us into Eretz Yisrael. Rav Nosson Zal goes into an explanation about this. In the fact, a person would ask, why didn't Hashem make it simple? Why didn't He simply put us in Eretz Yisrael to begin with? Instead of first putting these other guys there, these other seven nations, and then they had to be evicted and conquered. It took 7 years to conquer a whole. And Rav Nosson Zal explains that had we been in Eretz Yisrael to begin with, and when we sinned, when we committed sins and showed that we were no longer deserving of remaining in Eretz Yisrael, we would have been evicted. There would have been no way to get back in. It's only because Hashem showed that it's possible for people to exist in Eretz Yisrael who are not observing mitzvahs, non-Jews, who have much less of a connection to the Torah than the least observant Jew. At least he's Jewish, at least he has a bris milah, or at least he's connected through his heritage, through his ancestry. Hashem showed that Eretz Yisrael can handle even non-Jews being there. How? How is it possible? Eretz Yisrael is a holy land, and holiness is connected to Hashem, holiness is connected to the Torah. The answer is there's a backup generator. There's this chesed, this oitzar matnas chinam, which is able to sustain the world before the Torah, even without the Torah. And even the non-Jewish nations that lived in Eretz Yisrael before us, they were living off that chesed chinam. Hashem didn't create it primarily for them. Hashem created the world in such a way that even the tzaddikim need this chesed chinam. And as we'll see, Rabbi Nizal is going to explain, once they need it, once it's there for them, they have the right and the ability to make it accessible and available to those who are connected to them. And depending on how strong the connection is to the tzaddik, that's going to determine how well the person is receiving that light. But in truth, even the non-Jews who are very, very slightly connected to the even they are receiving also via the tzaddik from that oitzar matnas chinam. So therefore, this is all included in the terms Derech Eretz. Rabbi Nizal used two definitions here for Derech Eretz so far. That Derech Eretz means living a normal, physical, materialistic life. Nothing to do with religion. That's Derech Eretz. Yishuv Ha'olam, settling the world. Worldly occupation. And at the same time, Derech Eretz means the pathway leading to Eretz Yisrael. The path leading to Eretz Yisrael. Ubozeh haderech eretz, and in this derech eretz, hainu haderech shel eretz Yisrael, the path that leads to Eretz Yisrael, shehu bechinas asorim amorish shebehem nevroilam, which are these 10 statements of creation with which Hashem created the world, sheshom ne'elemes haTorah, where the Torah is hidden in those 10 statements of creation, the 10 commandments are hidden in those 10 statements of creation. Just like the Yerushalmi, the Gemara Yerushalmi shows that in the Kriya Shema that we recite, when we say Kriya Shema in the morning and the evening, the 10 commandments are hidden in the words of the Kriya Shema. And there are some Sidurim that have been nice enough to print on top of the words of the Shema, they'll show you which words of the Shema correspond to which one of the 10 commandments. So we have it in the Kriya Shema, which is the most basic declaration of our faith in Hashem. That includes in it the Ten Commandments. And these original 10 statements of creation, which seem to have nothing to do with religion. It's simply creating the physical, materialistic world. In those 10 statements, there's hidden Torah. Shebozeh hoya oila meskayim bechazdoi esrim veshisha doirois shekoid matan Torah. And that's what allowed the world to exist through the kindness of Hashem for those 26 generations before the Torah was given. Bozeh biatzmoi hatzadik mechaya atzmoi be'ez pshitusoi she'enoisik batorah. And it's with that chesed, that kindness, those 26 kiloilam chazdois, and it's with that oitzer matnas chinam that the tzaddik sustains himself when he's in simple mode, when he's not connected to the Torah in any obvious way. Ki oz hu mechay atzmoi bebechinas haTorah sheneelemes b'soich oilam. Because it's during those times that the tzaddik is sustaining himself through the Torah that's hidden in worldly things. Bechol hadiburim uvechol ha'uvdois shenivru basur mamoris. In all the conversations, the regular conversations that people are conducting, and in all of the ordinary activities that people are performing, that are wired, that are connected to those original 10 statements of creation, in which is hidden the Torah. Any questions?
Rabbi?
Yes.
If Hashem has made it clear that he puts people wherever he wants, and in the process of Derech Eretz, as I understood you explained, there has been a level of hostility that, you know, even to this day, really, I mean, in relation to Jewish existence, even with Jews, are like, for example, in Eastern Europe, you couldn't find a more harmless population. I mean, in shtetls here and there, just in our recent history, forget about, you know. So I wonder if Rabbi Nachman, even though he didn't know, or maybe he did because he was outside, he was about to. How is it that this permission to live all over the world, this almost commandment in a way, and the fact that there were non-Jews in Eretz Israel to prove that was livable by them, and consequently, I mean, I guess it would be the outside world, you know, the Chutz La'aretz was also, you know, for Jews, and it turns out that history doesn't quite show it that way. So I wonder if somehow in all this there is a way to explain this unwelcoming of Jews, where ultimately was a place that Hashem decided that we could all live.
It's really because of the fact that this world is an Olam HaSheker. Hashem is called Emes. Hashem is the truth. The Torah is the truth. And therefore, the fact that we are in a topsy-turvy world where everything is upside down, here again, it's as if we are guests. And the hosts, the owners, the ones who are in charge, the ones who own everything and choose to be nice enough to allow us to exist or to allow us to live among them, are these other nations. But in reality, it's the opposite. And again, Hashem chose to make it clear that way, you know, to make it clear up front that I made everything, so no one can come and say it's mine. The non-Jews can't come and say it's ours because we were here first. Your tenants, the first tenant to occupy a house doesn't attain ownership because they're the first tenants there. They have a lease that says how long they can stay there. And if they break any of the rules of that lease, they're out, they're evicted, you know, that kind of thing.
Okay, thank you.
Sure. But again, we mentioned that one of the reasons for this is in order to allow so that even when we, unfortunately, would misbehave and become unworthy of inhabiting Eretz Yisrael, being in Eretz Yisrael, that Hashem showed that there is such an option. There is an option, and unfortunately, even like today, when we find that in Eretz Yisrael itself, the number of Jews that are observing the Torah are still a minority, unfortunately. So then, how do we have any right to be? How can we be here? The answer is Hashem showed that there is such an option. That even when we're not deserving of something, there's this backup generator. There's this chesed that the world was able to exist even pre-Torah. And that Eretz Yisrael was able to handle this level of darkness, these non-Jewish nations living there for such a time. So therefore, certainly we, the Jewish people, even when we're not completely deserving, and even chas v'shalom after we're evicted from Eretz Yisrael, we can come back. Even if we're not perfect, even if there's still a lot that needs to be fixed and needs to be repaired, because of the fact that this Derech Eretz Kodmo LaTorah, there was something, there was a higher power that preceded even the Torah. So that according to the Torah, you observe the law is good, not you're out. There's a higher power that came before the Torah, and that's superior to the Torah in a sense, which is the power of tshuva, the power of repentance, and connecting to this oitzar matnas chinam, this treasury of unearned gifts.
Thank you.
Sure. Another question? Okay. V'alkein, and therefore, muchroch hatzadik hagodol leireid v'lipoy l'tor pshitas. This is why Hashem designed things in such a way, Hashem created the world in such a way that the great tzaddik must go down and go into this simplicity, must disconnect from the Torah. V'lihiyos ish poshut mamish eza eis. Must go into this mode of super ordinary person for a period of time. This enables him to become the source to give life to all of the ordinary people, all of the people who have limited or almost zero or zero connection to the Torah. No matter who it is, afilu umay soilam, even the nations of the world, kihu mechayatzmoi bebechinas haTorah haNeelemes basoram amoris, because this great tzaddik, when he's not in any obvious way connected to the Torah, to the Ten Commandments, he's connecting to the Torah that's hidden in the ten original statements of creation. Hamaluboshim betoich ha'olam, and that Torah is cloaked in the world, in the trees and the plants and the people and the conversations and all of the ordinary behavior of people in the world. Umimenu mekablam chius kol hapshuta manal, and it's from this great tzaddik that all of these ordinary people draw their life from. V'chol echod, and now Rabbeinu Zal adds a statement, V'chol echod kefi keiruvo yoyser el hakedusha vel atzadik, each and every person, based on the degree that that person chooses to come close to holiness and to come close to the tzadik, by performing mitzvahs, by praying, by trying to live a proper religious life, and by coming close to the tzadik, kein hu mekabel mimenu chius govoya yoyser. That will determine how high a level of energy, of spiritual energy, the person receives from the tzaddik. There's all kinds of levels, depending on how close to the tzaddik, depending on how religious the person is, how much they're praying and learning and observing mitzvahs, that'll determine what level light the tzaddik is sending out to that person. V'alkein, Moshe Rabbeinu Olav HaShalom, Kishabikesh Lovoy Leretz Yisrael, this will explain an interesting point, that when Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to get to Eretz Yisrael, when he wanted to go on the path to Eretz Yisrael, and he prayed to Hashem, Bikesh Matnas Chinam. The Torah tells us that he asked for an unearned gift. As it says in the beginning of Parshas Voeschanan, Voeschanan el Hashem, I pleaded with Hashem. And the Gemara says that word Voeschanan chinam, that he was pleading for free, matnas chinam, free gift. Now note what it says right after that. Voeschanan el Hashem, bo'es hahi lemor. I pleaded with Hashem, At that time, saying the following words. Watch how Rabbeinu Zal explains this now. Hainu shetfilosoi hoyo im koyach bechinas bo'ei sahi lemor. Moshe Rabbeinu was tapping into and he was drawing energy from that time. Which is that time? Hainu bekoyach oisoi ho'eis From that time before the Torah was given, when the world was existing on Lemur, Ma'amorois, the statements of creation, Al Yidei Asura Ma'amorois, Shu Koidem Matan Torah, She'oz Hayoylo Miskayim Al Yidei Asura Ma'amorois, then the world existed on the 10 statements, She'bohem Hoy Satur Ne'lemes, in which the Torah was hidden. Va'oz Hayokim Hoylem Al Yidei Matnas Chinam Kanal, the world was existing then through this treasury of unearned gifts. And it's through that power, through that generator, which kept the world in existence before Matan Torah, which is these free gifts, the 10 statements of creation, that's how a Jew is zoiched to come and to conquer Eretz Yisrael. And this is why Moshe Rabbeinu's prayer to get to Eretz Yisrael was specifically worded this way. He's asking for the matnas chinam, the free gift of Bo'ei Sahi, of that time, the same free gift that sustained the world during that time when Lamer, when the world was existing on the Asura Mamoris. The Aseres Hadibrois had not been, the Ten Commandments had not yet been given yet. We were existing on the 10 statements of creation. Vezehu, and this is what the Pasuk means when it says, Veschanan al Hashem, and Rashi quotes the Gemara, which says, Hainu Matnas Chinam, Moshe Rabbeinu, who was the most deserving individual in the world that ever lived. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he stood before Hashem, he stood with the highest degree of humility, of I'm asking for free gifts. Bo Eisahi Leimor, Hainu im Koyach Bechinas Eisahi, through the power of that time, Shehoyah Oyla Miskayim Alidei Hamamoris Levad, when the world existed only on those statements. She'oz Hayoylo Miskayim Alidei Bechinas Matnas Chinam, the world was existing then on this treasury of free gifts. That's how a person, that's how the Jewish nation gets to Eretz Yisrael. This is why Moshe Rabbeinu requested and pleaded to get to Eretz Yisrael in this manner. The word hahi means that. The word ze bechinas sosum venelam. In the Hebrew language, like in every other language, we have what's called noichach and nistar. Noichach means when somebody is present, when somebody is in the same room as me, I say, would you like to do this? Do you want this? The Hebrew word is ato. When the person is not present, when we're speaking about someone that's not visible, that's not with us, we say he or she. So the word hahi is that term, is that third person. Bo'ei sahi, during that time, not this time, that time. Zebechina sosum vanelam. That's referring to the hidden Torah. Ki bo'ei sahi ho'eis koidam matan Torah, ho'eisa ha'Torah ne'elemes v'nisteres, b'soicha asura mamores. Because at that time, before the Torah was officially given, the Torah was hidden in these 10 statements of creation. Any questions? Now Rabbeinu Zal uses all of this as an introduction to give us incredible encouragement. Rabbeinu Zal showed here that even when a Jew is not connected to the Torah, there's a backup generator. And even the non-Jews in the world are receiving from this backup generator via the tzaddik. There's a tzaddik that's great enough and holy enough. And Hashem has created the world in such a way that tzaddik must come on to a backup generator. And if he's coming on to it already, then Hashem created it for him. Once it's been created for him, he has the ability, the authority, to allow it to be used by others. Now, a person would say, who says, where does it say that? The answer is, if you look in the beginning of the Torah, in Parshas Lech Lecha, when Hashem speaks to Avraham Avinu, in the beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha, Hashem says there, Vavorcheko, I will bless you, Veheye Barocha, and you will be a blessing. And Rashi there quotes the Gemara that Hashem said, until now, the blessings were by me. From this point on, I'm turning over the blessings to you. You have the right to bless who you want, you know, etc., etc. That's one of several places in the Torah where the Torah makes it perfectly clear that Hashem gives over this authority, this right to the tzaddik, that the chiyus of the world should flow through him. We mentioned many times that when we speak about the midos of Hashem, Hashem's light, as it comes down through the midos of Hashem, there's Chochmah, Bina, Das, Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, all of these midos of Hashem, the light comes down, 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 till it gets to Yesoid, the midah of Yesoid. And Yesoid is called a klolius. Yesoid is the foundation. Yesoid is the term that's used about the tzaddik. The tzaddik is called, there's a pasuk, the tzaddik yesoid oilam. The tzaddik is the foundation of the world. All these lights go into yesoid, and from yesoid it gets distributed to the malchus. The malchus is the world and all the different worlds. They make up the kingdom of Hashem. And there's a lot about this in the Zohar HaKadosh and all the Holy Sforim showing this. Here we're being shown that, again, specifically those, number one, even the people who are attached to Torah, Talmidei Chachamim, the greatest Talmidei Chachamim, even they have to take a break. And take a break, you're going to tell me, stop breathing? When a Talmid Chacham, a person who's learning in Kol Eil full time, and he goes out to take a bus to go somewhere, And during part of that, so he's learning on the bus, even though when he gets on and off the bus, and all, there's times a person has to go relieve themselves, or a person's in the middle of eating. During those times when there isn't that same connection to the Torah, how is he existing? That's that person, and going down, down, down to those people who don't know what the word Torah means. They don't know what being Jewish means at all. These people, in order for them to live, they need that backup generator. They need that chesed chinam, that oitzer matnas chinam, which the tzaddik has to access. Moshe Rabbeinu accessed that. That's the derech to Eretz Yisrael. And once he's accessing it for himself, it can be made available also to everyone else. And therefore, Rabbeinu Zal uses all of that to lead into this famous, famous statement, v'haklal. And therefore, the rule is, the most important rule is, ki osur leyayesh atzmoy. It's forbidden for anyone on any level to give up on themselves, to say that I'm hopeless, I cannot be helped, I am beyond the point of return. Ki afilu mishehu ish poshut ve'eino yochel lilmoid klal. Because even the most ordinary person who cannot study Torah at all, or the person's in a place where they cannot study at all, they're in jail, they're in prison, or a person again is in a bathroom where you're not allowed to think words of Torah, or anything like that, despite that, gam be'es pshitusoi, even when the person is in the most ordinary state, not holy at all, not connected in any obvious way to holiness, tzorech lahachzik atzmoi beyiras Hashem. The person must hold on to whatever level of respect for Hashem they possibly can, uba'avoida pshuta, and to perform the most simple acts, positive acts, lefi bechinosoi, on that person's level. Kigamos humekabel chius miatora kanal. Because even at those times, that person is receiving energy, spiritual energy, from the Torah, alidei ish poshut hagodol, through the great, great tzaddik, the great, great ordinary person, Hainu Hatzaddik Hagodol Shehu Lefamim Ish Poshut, the great tzaddik who he himself at times is Ish Poshut, is very ordinary, Shehu Mechaye Es Kulam, and he sustains all of those people. Vafilu Mishu Chas V'Shalom B'Madrega Tachtoina L'Gamri, and even a person who Chas V'Shalom is on the lowest, lowest possible level spiritually, Rachmona L'Tzlan, heaven forfend, Afilu Nehumunach B'Sho'el Tachtiyas, even if the person is in the lowest, lowest level of Gehenim, Chas V'Shalom. Afal Pikein, Al Yisya'i Shatzmoy, the person should not give up v'yekayim, but rather they should fulfill the words mibeten she'oil shivati. The Torah tells us that the prophet Yonah, when he was thrown into the sea and he got swallowed up by a large fish, when he was inside the bowels of that fish, he prayed to Hashem. He said, "Mibeten she'oil shivati elecha." I cried out to Hashem from the belly of Gehenna, of darkness, total darkness. V'yachzik atzmoy b'ma sheyuchal, and the person should hold on to, encourage themselves with whatever possibly they can. Ki gam hu yochoy lachzor v'lo shuv v'lekabel chius me'atoyra al yedei atzadikanal. Because even that person can return to Hashem and can draw energy, spiritual energy, from the Torah via the tzaddik. The ho'ikar, the most important thing is lechazek atzmoy b'chol ma she'efsher, for each and every one of us to encourage ourselves with whatever we can, to hold on to anything good, anything positive that we can hold on to. Ki ein shum yush ba'olam klal, because there is no such thing, no one, there is no person, no one who has a right to say can't, impossible. Va'omar oz bazeh haloshen, and Rabbeinu Zal said these words in Yiddish, kein yush is gornet farhanden. There is no giving up. In Judaism, there is no such thing as beyond. Umoshach ma'oid elu hatevois kein yush. And when Rabbeinu Zal said those words, no giving up, he said it very, very slowly to emphasize. Va'amorim bekoyach godel, he said it with tremendous power. Uba'amkus nifla v'noira moid, with incredible, incredible depth. Kedei lohoirois, in order to teach ularames and to hint. L'chol echod v'echod l'doiris, to every single Jew in all generations. Sheloi yisyayish b'shum oifen boilam, not to give up, not to quit, not to say, I've gone so far away, I cannot come back. I can't be religious. I can't come back to being religious. Afilu im yavar lofmo, no matter what the person goes through. Ve'eich shehu, no matter what. Afilu im nofal amokim shenofal rachmanu litzlan, no matter how far down a person fell. Me'achar shemechazek atzmoy b'ma shehu, if the person is able to encourage themselves with something, some kind of positive thought, adayin yesh loy tikva lo shuv alachs v'lo hisborach, there is definitely still hope for that person to return to Hashem. We'll hold it over here for now. I want to mention one point. This shir we mentioned in the beginning of the shir, this chapter, Likutei Moran, was given by Rabbeinu Zal about 2 months before he passed away. Rabbeinu Zal, prior to that, was living in the city of Breslov, which was a pretty religious city. There were a lot of religious people there. He left. There were fires in that city. And one of the fire on a Friday night, Rabbeinu Zal's house burnt down also. And he left. He left Breslov and lived the last 5 months of his life. He went to Uman, which was known as a city of darkness, a city that was taken over by the Haskalah, the founders of the Reform movement. And Rabbeinu Zal, when he first came to that city, on the way there, before he left Breslov, they told him that there's an apartment available for him. Whose apartment? The apartment that was inhabited formerly by a Nachman Nussen Rappaport, who was one of the heads of the Haskalah, one of the founders of the Reform movement in Europe at that time. And when Rabbeinu Zal was traveling from Breslov to Uman with Rav Nosson Zal, he said to Rav Nosson Zal jokingly, "Look at this, Nachman Nussen are traveling to Nachman Nussen. We're going, I and you, the rabbi and soon, Rav Nachman and Rav Nosson are traveling, and Hashem prepared a place for us that was formerly owned by this Nachman Nussen, who was a place where Rabbeinu Zal said, we're going to make Kiddush in a house where they chose not to mention the name of Hashem at all. And he stayed there for a while, and then Rabbeinu Zal left that house and moved into another apartment, which was owned by the Lukacher. It says Lukacher, who was also a major sinner. And again, all of this happened all the way towards the end of Rabbeinu Zal's life, shortly before he's leaving the world. And Rabbeinu Zal said in this Torah, he spoke about this, that the Jews can take over Eretz Yisrael, not just in Eretz Yisrael, but even in Chutz Lares, the Jews come to a place of spiritual darkness. And that we have the ability to come there and to convert it, to bring light to that place. This is all related to what was going on here, that Rabbeinu Zal wanted to give us encouragement, knowing that Klal Yisrael, until Moshiach comes, there's still going to be a lot of darkness, tremendous darkness. And there are times that it's going to look hopeless. It's going to look like the religious people don't have a chance against the non-Jews and against the Jews who are against the religious people. But Rabbeinu Zal said, Ein shum yush ba'olam, that to know that Hashem created the world, Hashem knew about all of this and preempted all of this and designed the world in such a way that even during those times when we won't be able to observe mitzvahs, during the times that the Greeks, the Romans issued decrees, not allowed to study Torah, not allowed to have bris milah, not allowed to observe Shabbos, during all of those times, there's still connection. We're still connected. We're connected to the Ten Commandments. And when we can't do that, we're connected to the 10 original statements of creation through the tzaddikim. As long as we believe in tzaddikim, and as long as we don't reject them, there's hope. Any questions before we close? Emir Tashem, in the next year, next week, hopefully, we'll complete this Torah.
Just a quick question before we go off the shir. Could you just give me like a summary of the thought process of this Torah?
Yes. Rabbeinu Zal started off by saying that he's addressing the fact that even the greatest tzaddik, who you would think never ever disconnects from the Torah, even he at times is behaving like an ordinary person who seems to have almost zero connection to the Torah. And he went on to say that it has to be this way in order for the world to be able to exist, in order for all of those people, all the Jews, who have different levels of disconnect from Hashem and disconnect from the Torah, in order for them to be able to exist and in order for them to be able to reconnect to Hashem. Not only them, but even the nations of the world. That was one major thought process. And then Rabbeinu Zal connected that to the concept of Eretz Yisrael and the Jewish people coming to Eretz Yisrael, which is called Derech Eretz, the path to Eretz Yisrael. And he showed that just like the existence of the world, when Hashem first created the world, there was a major period of time when the world existed without Torah. And then the Torah was given, so too Eretz Yisrael at first existed without the Jewish people. 7 other nations there. And what gives us the right to go into there? And Rabbeinu Zal explained how it, because how the original 10 statements of creation where Hashem made, where there's no obvious Torah there, there's no mitzvahs there, there's no commandments of Hashem. It's a story about creation, the story of the physical creation of the world, the materialistic creation of the world. But in there, that's what gives us the right to Eretz Yisrael. That's in those 10 statements are the 10, a hidden Torah, a very high level of Torah, which sustained the world before Matan Torah, which sustained Eretz Yisrael before the Jewish people got there, and which allows us to continue to exist now in exile, no matter how far down we fall. There is this hidden Torah in these 10 statements of creation, which the tzaddik has to utilize. Hashem made him in such a way that he has to come on to that, and thereby it becomes accessible to even the Jews that are furthest away and even the other nations.
So we're saying that the tzaddik has the connection, but ordinary people don't? So that's why we have to come on to the tzaddik and stay connected to him, so that it's, that gives us our survival, so to speak?
Correct. Meaning this oitzar matnas chinam, this treasury of free gifts, unearned gifts, is something very, very holy. And Hashem wouldn't have created it. It wouldn't have been created for just for wicked people, for evil people, or people who are far from Hashem. So Hashem made the world and created the Jewish nation in such a way that the tzaddik needs that. He has to use that. He has to come onto a backup generator. And once he has to use it, we can gain access to it through by connecting to him.
Mm-hmm. Got it. Okay. Sure. Thank you.
Sure. Wishing everybody a wonderful week. If possible, try to look over the Torah, because all of these things, when you hear it the first time, sometimes it seems cloudy, but everything here, Rabbeinu Zal has woven a perfect, perfect tapestry. Everything connects perfectly if you look it over well. Emiyetz Hashem, I hope in the next year we'll finish it and make it clearer. Bezrat Hashem.
Thank you, Ralph.
Sure. All the best.